It would not be an Arlington Million Day without a visit from our friend Alistair Donnell with the International Racing Bureau. Our only regret is that Alistair is at Arlington right now, and we are here in Lexington, Kentucky. It would be great to be sitting there with him, but he joins us by phone from Chicago. Alistair, happy Arlington Million Day, my friend.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Things are well.
How are you? Good to hear your dulcet tones and Jude there in the background. I'm just sorry I'm not with you, but there we go.
Let me throw this at you, Alistair. Our poll question on our Twitter feed today is who has more wins in the three Arlington Park races, the Beverly D, Secretariat, and Arlington Million, the United States or Europe? And I have to tell you, my friend, right now you're taking a bit of a drubbing. The U.S., 88% of the vote coming in for the United States horses.
And I think they'd probably be right. I think you whip us more times than we whip you.
A very humble Alistair Donald on the show this morning.
A very humble man. That's always been my way.
He'll let his horses do the talking.
That's right.
Well, Alistair, what a day it's going to be. I mentioned the three grade ones, and it's always kind of a, I always draw the parallel that it's kind of a Ryder Cup type of feel because you have so many of the European runners, and they come over to try to take on some of the top American runners, and it just has that type of feel to it, doesn't it?
It always does, and that's why it's one of the great meetings, and of course it's one of the oldest and longest established international races. The Million goes back to 1981, and Europeans love coming to this track. It's a wonderful city, Chicago. It's a great racetrack. There are many trainers back in Europe who regard Arlington as being the best turf track anywhere in the United States. So, and that's why they keep coming back. Not just why they come back for the legendary Arlington hospitality and the welcome they get here. But they know it's tough every time they come. These are not easy races to win.
No, they're usually very difficult, and the European contingent is one of the reasons. They are so difficult to win. What kind of horses do we have this year? Are you don't sound overly optimistic with your crew.
Well, you know me, Jude. You know me. I think they're a nice bunch. I think they we have chances, but I don't. I don't think it's a standout. I don't think it's a superstar. I'm not going to tell anyone that's listening today. This is a European horse and get on it because it will win. I can't say that. If I look at the fields, there's a guy that you have over here called Chad Brown. He seems to have a pretty good deck of cards.
Yeah, he usually does. He's loaded for bear again at Arlington in those big races, and he's owned the Beverly D the past few years. What, he's won it 3 years in a row, right?
Yeah. And he might do again.
Yeah, no, he's going to be tough to beat today. Alistair, in general, the horses that come for the Arlington Million aren't necessarily the top horses training in Europe. They typically wait until later in the year, make the trip over for the Breeders' Cup. Is that correct?
We're here in August, and it is a pretty hectic European schedule going on. Right now back at home. So, we just come out of the Goodwood meet. We're going shortly into the York meet. And there are a lot of big races back at home. There's a very big race on Sunday at Deauville in France, the Jaapa Mara, which will see a few of our top milers coming out. We always get a nice bunch of horses here, and they may be horses that are on the upgrade, and you may well be seeing some of these guys later in the year at Breeders' Cup time.
That sounded so much better when Alistair said the name of that race at Deauville tomorrow than when I tried to attempt the French pronunciation.
That was probably going to be 1-9 that Alistair was going to be able to handle that.
Alistair, talking about that race for just a minute, Alpha Centauri going in that race, how good is she?
How good is she?
Yeah.
I think I have to. She's a monster. She was. She was impressive when she won the her guineas in Ireland. She was hugely impressive at Ascot, and then she destroyed a field in the Falmouth. And I don't think there's a colt in there's not a 3-year-old colt in Europe that she'd be frightened of. I think she's humongous. She's great.
Yeah, she's been impressive. Is the plan for her to make the trip over here for Breeders' Cup, maybe the mile?
I'm absolutely certain that, you know, if everything goes well, that the Breeders' Cup will be absolutely on her agenda, and I would imagine that she would run in the mile. She would not be scared to take on the boys. I think that's her target. What you've also got to remember is that she is owned by the Niarchos family, and the Niarchos family have had considerable success in the Breeders' Cup over the years, and they love the event. So, you know, if she's healthy, she'll be there.
Yeah, that's a big plus, having the Niarchos family own her as far as the Breeders' Cup's concerned, because they've had tremendous success at the Breeders' Cup, and everybody, I think, appreciates the fact that they're willing to ship over here and run in those races.
Absolutely right, and believe me, I think she's very special.
All right, Alistair, let's focus on the three grade ones at Arlington today, Secretariat, Beverly D, and Arlington Million, and we'll go in order. You tell me your thoughts on the European contenders in each race, but let's start with the Secretariat. What do we have there?
We've got a very interesting scenario this year, because we've actually got five runners, which is more than perhaps we've had in the past. Five runners, and they all come from Ireland. And I suppose if you start at the top, the horse that race fans over here will be familiar with would be Hunting Horn, because he's already been to Belmont, and he ran well there. He was third. He's a Royal Ascot winner. He was third at Belmont. I think Chad's got, you've got Analyzed in there, and I guess he's going to go a favorite, and I think rightly so for Chad Brown. Hunting Horn has got to do a little bit, find a little bit to turn it around with Analyze It. What is perhaps unfortunate is that the two O'Brien horses in this race, and I'll come to Lucius Tiberius, he was another horse I like, they've drawn post 12 and 13, which is not ideal in a race like this. I think to turn it around with Analyze It, he probably needed to be drawn slightly better. But he's got the assistance of Ryan Moore in the saddle, and I think he'll run a great race. I think Lucius Tiberius is an interesting horse. He is an improving type. He's just been going he's won four handicaps, but he's been going up in grade and up in class each time. It's interesting that both of these horses have an entry in the Cox Plate in Australia later on in the year, and that's probably some sort of indicator that they are highly rated in the Ballydoyle camp.
Yeah, no trainer has won more renewals of the Secretariat than Aidan O'Brien. He's done it on four different occasions, and he has a couple of pretty good ones, as Alistair just told you, in this afternoon's Secretariat Stakes. We'll see if he can pull it off with one of those European runners. How about the Beverly D, Alistair? Not quite the same numbers in the Beverly D as we're used to seeing, but some solid contenders?
I think they're both solid contenders, and what is interesting to me is that they are both three-year-olds, and in the past I've always sort of thought that the Beverly D tends to go to an older, tougher, hard-knocking sort of filly mare, although Euro Charlene put that to bed a couple of years back when she won. She was a three-year-old. And these two are interesting horses. Again, you have seen Athena over in the States already, and she's back. She was an impressive winner at Belmont. I think she's a very interesting horse, given that she did not break her maiden until her three-year-old career on the 31st of May, and all she'd done since then is improve. And, you know, she ran well in defeat in a couple of pretty serious races, both at Royal Ascot and in Ireland, and then shipped, you know, within a week to come out to Belmont and won there. And, you know, if she's on a game and she's looked nice all week, I've got, you know, no negative vibes about her at all. I think she is class, and she still seems to be on the upgrade. So whether that's good enough to take on the likes of Chad Brown's four, you know, I just don't know. And of course, you know, with four in a race, it could become a tactical affair. He might have a hair. I don't know what how the race is going to pan out. But I think she's pretty nice, and all the evidence is that she's you know, she's a contender. Nialetti, who incidentally will not be ridden by Sylvester D'Souza, will be ridden by John Egan. Sylvester, I think, has not made the trip, and I'm not sure whether that's done due to he didn't get his visa sorted out in time or what the story is there. But anyway, John Egan, who has a ride in the Million, will be taking a ride on Nialetti.
He's ridden her before, so that isn't
oh yes, he's ridden. Yeah, he's ridden it before. He, so that you know, this is not bad news in any shape or form.
Alistair, I know we're not going to consider Sister Charlie a European-based runner because she's been campaigned here in the United States since late 2017 or mid 2017, but she did begin her career in Europe. What can you? She's obviously 9-5 on the morning line, major contender for Chad Brown. What can you tell me about her?
I think you said it all. The ex-European Chad does extremely well with his, you know, European imports, and there's, you know, she's done very little wrong. I mean, what is not to like about her? I think she is the worthy worthy morning line favorite, and she's going to be tough.
All right. Well, that's the Beverly D. Let's turn our attention to the $1 million Arlington Million, and that's always an amazing race. Tell me about the European contenders in there.
One of them again is a familiar animal over here. Deauville is now making his third visit to Arlington. He ran in the Million. Interestingly, he's a three-year-old, but he might have run in the second time. He ran again last year. He's always been on the premises. He's there or thereabouts, and he might well be again this year. For me, he's a horse that doesn't quite win enough of the race of his races, and maybe hasn't won the races that he should. And I think he's a sort of nearly horse, and he'll be on the premises. But I have a feeling that something is going to come and finish in front of him.
All right, and the other European, of course, Robert Bruce has been here for a couple of starts as well. For Chad Brown, you have Circus Couture in there as well. Any at 30-1, John Egan aboard Circus Couture as well. Any chance for either of those other two?
Well, I think Circus Couture is an interesting horse. Looking out here at Arlington, and it's a bright sunny day, and the weather's going to be it's going to be a perfect day for the races. We have had a fair bit of rain over the last couple of days, on Wednesday and Thursday, and you know they were off the turf here yesterday, and I think, you know, we would probably call it in European terms good ground. It was probably good to soft yesterday, but there will be a little bit of. It's not going to be the firm turf course that it might have been if we hadn't had the rain this week. And that ease in the ground will help Circus Couture.
All right. Well, we'll find out if the Europeans can.
You know, if I go further than that, I think a 30-1 long shot is about right. But he's the sort of horse that you might just throw in on the bottom line of your exotics.
All right, there you have it. Alistair Donald, International Racing Bureau, with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The Arlington Million, a win in your inn for the Breeders' Cup Turf Division and the Beverly D. The winner will punch their ticket to the Filly and Mare Turf. Alistair, about 30 seconds or so, we have to get to a break. But before we let you go, which European-based runner would be the top contender for the Breeders' Cup Turf right now?
Well, the horse I like of all three, and I haven't mentioned him, is actually Simon Christopher's horse, Century Dream. I thought his form in the Queen Anne was outstanding, gives him a big shot here. And he is a horse, I think, that if he, even if he won the million, and he could do, he's the European that I think is creeping under the radar most of all. He might be a mile over rather than a mile and a half horse. You know, we're at 10 furlongs, and I think you get the 10 furlongs. I'm not sure he gets a mile and a half. But if he won the million, I think he might be back for the mile in at the Breeders' Cup time.
All right, there you have it. Nobody better. Alistair Donald, International Racing Bureau. Alistair, we'll look forward to catching up with you at the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs in November, but go enjoy the Arlington Million and safe travels back home and safe travels back over here.
I'm sure we'll have a great day. And, Mike, it's always good to talk to you and Jude, and thanks for having me on the show.